The export numbers seem to be a bit of good news in what could really be sort of an otherwise turbulent time.
Yeah, I mean, really strong half-year export figures that we released today, Mark. As you've alluded to, it's an important week in the UK and in the EU at the moment with Brexit negotiations ongoing. So a turbulent time. For the industry, but these export figures show that the Scottish whisky industry remains in a strong position. I mean, just to take you through them, half-year exports, the first 6 months of 2018, value of exports are up 10.8% on the year to almost £2 billion now. Volume is up, importantly, as well by 5.6% to around 560 million bottles to our global markets. So really strong numbers. And then as we look ahead to the full year export numbers, which, as you know, are available around February in the new year, it looks like the moving annual total for the full year figures is going to be very strong indeed, bordering on that record number which we posted in 2017.
Any idea why we're seeing these great numbers? Is it just increased demand? Is there anything that you can pin this on?
There's a couple of things. You know, obviously value has gone up more than volume, which, you know, to generalize means that there's a continued premiumization in markets, people switching to higher value products, single malt in particular. Single malt now accounts for 28% of all Scotch whisky exports. That's up again, but also some premium blends as well. And let's not forget about the blended market, which is so key to the industry. So premiumization is one of the trends that we see and why we've posted such good numbers. But another one is emerging markets. I mean, looking at two key future markets for the Scotch whisky industry in India and China, both of those markets posted double-digit rises in the first 6 months of 2018. By value, India was up to £12 million. In the first 6 months of this year, India was up by 44% to £56 million. China was also up by double digits in value by 34%. So these are two important markets going forward. As I've said to you before, I think that India, Scotch whisky is just 1% of the Indian spirits market. We hope to grow that. It seems that the market demand is there, but there's a lot of work to do in that market to reduce the tariff and non-tariff barriers which the industry faces.
Is there any evidence that any of this is advance exporting and advance shipping ahead of Brexit, ahead of whatever may happen between the UK and the EU and trying to get all these free trade deals worked out?
Yeah, I think there's a possibility that is the case. We don't have any specific market data to show that. We might get a little bit more when we analyze the full year figures at the beginning of 2019. But, you know, Scotch whisky producers will make prudent business decisions. And as we are still negotiating how we're going to interact with the European Union after Brexit, customs procedures, how we're going to get our product to the single market, there might be a little bit of front loading and sending product to market ahead of that. We are also, you know, concerned about getting transitional adoption of the free trade agreements, which the UK has been party through the EU, places like South Korea, Dominican Republic, Mexico. These are important markets for Scotch whisky, as you know, and we want to make sure that the tariffs, which have been reduced or have been taken away altogether through EU free trade agreements, remains the case no matter what the deal that is struck in Brussels.
Are you guys getting more and more nervous as the divorce date gets closer? Because it doesn't look like they're going to get some sort of deal worked out here.
Yeah, I mean, this week is a big week for those discussions. As you know, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, has been in Brussels this week to try and work things out. And it's still unclear whether we will be facing a Brexit deal or looking at the end of the Article 50 process in March next year with no deal. And, you know, the Scotch whisky industry has gone through periods of uncertainty before. Of course, we look at this through the long lens of history. We've had Prohibition, we've had a couple of world wars, we've had the whiskey lock of the 1980s, and so Brexit is another one of those issues, one of those bumps in the road that the industry takes in its stride. But it's certainly clear that a no-deal Brexit, even for the Scotch whisky industry, which is not the worst impacted industry by Brexit by any means, a no-deal Brexit is the worst-case scenario for the industry. We want to make sure that we have streamlined customs procedures to get our product to market. We want to make sure that we still have access to the free trade agreements, which we've been party to as part of the EU. And without that kind of certainty, it's very, very difficult to plan for the future.
It's also difficult to plan for the future when the Chancellor can change your taxes at a whim almost once a year.
Well, that's the thing that is on my mind at the moment, Mark, with just 10 days to go until the autumn budget in the UK for 2018. You'll remember that last autumn, the Chancellor froze excise duty on Scotch whisky and other spirits in the UK, along with other alcohol products. There was a freeze across the board last year. And we've been pressing the government very hard for a continuation of that freeze in the budget on the 29th of October. Unusually for the UK, the budget this year is on a Monday. Normally, budgets are on a Wednesday. The last time that a budget was held on a Monday in the UK was 1962. And what happened in that year, there was a freeze on Scotch whisky duty. So we're hoping that's a good omen. But we have another 10 days to push at this campaign. And we think that certainly at a time of uncertainty during Brexit and at a time when you know, the Scotch whisky industry is a real national champion, a real exporting powerhouse, we should be backing the industry here at home through a duty freeze.
I think you're stretching a little bit on that omen if it's been 56 years on just figuring on the day of the release.
I will take whatever I can get, Mark. but of course, the Chancellor should be aware, looking at the UK's books, that the freeze last year in the budget has actually generated additional revenue for government. There's been an additional £163 million this year compared to last year through spirits revenue. That's up 9.1%. So as we've been saying for years, a more competitive rate of duty on Scotch whisky can drive revenue to the UK government, which can then be used to fund vital public services. And, you know, the Chancellor doesn't really want to step back from that. He decided to freeze duty in November last year. It's less than a year ago. We don't want to see any kind of flip-flop on that budgetary decision. If he goes back to a tax increase, which could be as much as 3.4% or even more, that would be a real detriment to the industry. But not only the industry, it would be a bad financial decision for the UK as well.
And that 3.4%, that's not including inflation. I know there was an escalator clause that also goes along with this, right?
There used to be, between 2007 and 2014, there was a duty escalator, which was inflation plus 2%. The Treasury has done away with that over the last 5 years or so. And we've had a more stable tax environment in the UK since 2014. A couple of freezes, a cut in 2015, as you'll remember. And in that more stable tax environment, the industry has been able to invest. You know, £500 million of capital investment has gone into new projects like the Macallan Distillery in Speyside, the Johnny Walker experience with Diageo recently announced in Edinburgh, other smaller distilleries coming on stream in the last few years. So there's been an impact of that more competitive tax environment in the last 5 years, and that's something we want to see maintained. The 3.4% increase, which I mentioned, that would be inflation. That's the inflationary rates that we're expecting next month. And we certainly don't want to see that happen. But there's no question that a freeze would be the best thing for the industry and for the government's finances.
Are you hearing anything out of Whitehall about what might happen?
On the budget or on Brexit?
On the budget.
Know, both are equally important. On budget,
on the taxes. Let's talk about the tax impact first.
On budget, no. I mean, the budget is a real market sensitive piece of information, as you know. So the government keep it remarkably tight until the Chancellor stands up at the dispatch box in the House of Commons and reads his financial statement. I think what I can say on on some of the soundings we've had from members of parliament and others in government departments, is that there's a pretty hard pushback on our call for a freeze this year. There's financial pressures on the government. They've pledged additional money for the National Health Service. They've got Brexit to deal with, of course. And I think there's a reticence to freezing duty on Scotch whisky and other alcoholic products this year. But having said that, we've made our economic arguments, we've made our political arguments. I think we've made a lot of noise around the campaign. We're hopeful that the Chancellor will make the right decision on the 29th of October and freeze duty. That would be the best thing to do for industry and for government.